This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Just me for this hour. If you'd like to call, 866-582-9933. I'll be glad to try to help you if I can. So I was talking about battery chargers, and my favorite brand, bar none, is Xantrex. X-A-N-T-R-E-X. X-A-N-T-R-E-X. Now, these things are heavy-duty commercial-type units, and they are not what you would find at the Chinese factory outlet. They don't generally come with a power cord. They don't generally come with the cable clamps for the battery side. They don't come with any cords on either the 12-volt side or the 120-volt side. They're just a box. And they typically have an LED display to let you know what's happening. And you can program them with a push-button membrane controls, some of them. So in our automotive shop, we have one hanging on the wall with an orange extension cord that I've modified for the DC side, the 12-volt side, as I've mentioned before. And it is 20 amps, and it will literally charge two batteries at the same time, meaning you can have two sets of cables coming out from it, each going to a separate 12-volt car battery. I only have one hooked up because I like to just charge one at a time so I know what, so I can monitor what's happening. And so this thing hangs on the wall. It's kind of ivory in color. It has some screws that let you mount it to the wall. And it has a display that tells you the percent of charge, whether it's a three-stage charge or a two-stage charge, and you can set it for temperature, meaning what is the ambient temperature that your battery is. If the battery is in a vehicle, is it warm outside? Is it cold outside? You know, is it hot outside? So you can program this by pushing a button to set the temperature, because batteries, the voltage that you charge a battery varies with the temperature of the battery. So it's kind of nice to be able to control that. And these darn things, I can't believe how much they cost. I paid about $100 and change for it. Now they're like $400. I'm stunned, absolutely stunned. I see one for $316. Now that's without all the cables. So by the time you're done, you're going to be putting another $30 into cables. Now what you can do, and I do very often, is I keep the computer power cords, you know. What do you do with computer power cords when, you know, the computer's broken? Most people throw the whole thing away, right? Not me. I don't throw the computer away, and I don't throw the power cord away, and I don't throw the monitor away. I don't throw any of it away, because I know one of these days I'm going to fix it all. So the power cords I save for all kinds of uses. They're roughly 6 feet long. Some of them a little longer, some a little shorter. I cut off the computer end, and I use that computer power cable. That's three conductor for all kinds of things, including for devices like a battery charger. I have a bunch of other battery chargers made by Xantrex that are in the barn. I have them in strategic locations, so I can take a one of those orange cords that I modified for 12 feet. I've got one that's about 50 feet long attached near the door of the barn. So if I have a vehicle outside the barn door that needs to be charged, I can just walk the cable outside. The charger itself is inside. The outlet is inside. I just walk the charger cable outside to the battery, and nothing gets wet. So if it rains or snows, sleets, the battery charger is protected from the elements. It's hanging on the wall, and it works great. So there's another battery charger that I use. It's white. The one I told you about is ivory in color, and that's the 20-amp True Charge, TrueCharge, one word, True Charge. And they make another one that's called a Xantrex True Charge 1010TB. And I'm not sure what the TB stands for, but it's black. And it has no moving parts, no fan, just some a few LEDs to tell you the state of charge. And when it powers up, it lights up all the lights in a sequence to let you know that it's working properly. It did a diagnostic on itself. No moving parts. And I hang them on the wall, so I have a bunch of them hanging on the wall as well. So I have all of our chargers that are hanging on the wall are Xantrex. They are the best for us because we use them all the time. Okay. There's another company called Schumacher. They make more of a consumer-grade charger, and they work well, too. If you had a choice between a vintage one with a meter, with a dial, I'd prefer that versus a one that is computer-controlled, if it's a vintage one. And sometimes, you know, the new ones don't charge a completely dead battery very well. Sometimes you can recover one with an older battery charger that has a meter versus a fully electronic type. Sometimes it's the other way around. So we use both of them, the old transformer style and then the new toroidal type transformer style. We've got, the Xantrex 10TB. It's 10 amps. It's a great little charger. You're probably going to have to buy it used. I don't think they have any new ones around. They've been around for a while. They just work and work and work. I bought ours for about $30 a piece. On eBay right now, $78.39 used. So the price of all good quality items seems to have gone way up in price. Vices, hand tools, SK ratchets, Snap-on, Craftsman, hand tools, all those things have gone way up in price, including battery chargers made in the United States of America. Charles in Ohio, welcome.
Good morning, Vincent. Good morning, class. I hope everyone's well.
Yeah. Good to hear your voice.
Good to talk to you, and I really appreciate your forum and you giving me the opportunity to spout off my interviews. But
let me just ask you very quickly, Charles, what are your thoughts about the way I deploy a automotive battery charger? Have you ever seen anybody else do that, like in a shop? I've never seen it, never.
No, I haven't. I have not. That's something, if I had heard years ago, could have saved me a couple batteries. I did come to a point where I realized even with certain types of cell phones, they have different types of batteries, that it's a bad idea to let some of them discharge completely too. But I mean, you really got to read your manual on them. But
one other quick thing, class. I am very concerned about lithium batteries, and I do not charge any of them on the countertop. We don't have fancy counters here at the farmhouse. What we have is, you know, a plastic laminate like Wilson Art or Formica, that style, and nothing fancy at our farmhouse. So I know that Formica will burn, so will Wilson Art's plastic laminate. I know that, and I know that the substrate under it will burn, and so will the cabinets. And so because of that, I'm not willing to put a lithium battery on the counter and charge it. I'm talking about from some Milwaukee power tools, like a cordless heavy-duty hammer drill, if you will, that we use in our shop. To charge that, it comes with a charger base, and you just take the battery out and put it in there. But I'm not willing to put that on the countertop. I want to watch it. But I put it on a ceramic tile that has rubber feet, you know, 13 by 13 inch floor tile that is on the counter. And so devices like coffee makers and toasters, things that get hot, crock pots, all of those things don't go on the counter. They all go on the counter, which has a ceramic tile on it to protect the counter from being burned by a wayward appliance. And I'm really concerned about charging lithium batteries, lithium ion batteries. So if I had a cell phone and I wanted to charge it, it would be in a bowl. It would be in a like a salad bowl or a mixing bowl or something like that, you know, a glass bowl or a ceramic bowl. It would not be on the counter because they have been known to catch fire. I just wanted to share that. Charles, back to you.
Absolutely. And I mean, that even brings to mind, like you were talking about the space heaters and stuff, kerosene heaters. It's a good idea to set them in a tray and be aware of the if they given the opportunity, you can easily tip them over. And most of them have safeguards built in, but if you have if you keep that extra bit of insurance up under them, you're better off. And what I called about basically was the Coast soap. I myself don't use soaps with fragrances in them, with the high degree of those aromatics. But myself, I don't find the odor unpleasant, but it is very, very strong because when my sister and brother-in-law came to visit, he has a preference, and he bought about 6 bars of it, and he left it here when he left. You know, I told him, but which I appreciated. But being a cheapskate, I am, I use it. But they ended up in the car, and this was before. This was last year, around this time of year, and it is overpowering. I mean, you know, after a year, it's died down. So I don't smell it now.
That's what I'm saying. After a year, I can use it. So, you know, initially the purpose is to deter the mice. And then when it stops having the power to deter mice, I can probably use it in the shower. But I really like the Coast soap. I really, really do. This is not a commercial. Nobody called me and said, Vinny, stop bashing Coast soap. That hasn't happened. I really liked Dial, the white bar in the blue package. I like that the best because I was talking with Kathy yesterday, and she said, Vinny, you're right. You're right. The Dial Gold turns a white towel tanning color or brown. You know, only where you dry your skin. The rest of it, or all around the edges, it's still the same color as the towel. Now, if you use a blue towel or a green towel or a red towel, you're not going to know it. But if you use a white towel, you'll see that the dye that is stuck to your skin that you tried to wash off that you don't even think about when you use yellow soap is still on your skin. So you want to get that off. And that's why I don't like soaps that have additional coloring. It's not necessary. No one needs to. No one's died from a green dye deficiency. No one has died from that. No one's died from blue dye deficiency or yellow. Right? No one needs to buy pink soap. It's all unnecessary. And where do all these chemicals go? Back to the earth. You know, down the storage drain, into the ocean. It's not necessary. But Charles and I will be right back. And but I really do like Coast soap. And I think it is number one as a mouse deterrent. Number one. I don't think you can beat it.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Charles is with us. He's an Ohio USA Prepares instructor. I'm glad you called in, Charles. What else would you like to share?
Well, I have a small criticism. I'd say that one of the great things about your program is you allow the audience to participate when, you know, I want to speak about preparedness or other subjects. And it's the way you give out the phone number. When you give it out, you should be writing it down at the same time, because a lot of people out there aren't as don't have the hand coordination you do, can recall and write down that number in the amount of time you gave it down. I know today it seems like you gave it out a little slower, but you got to warn people, get your pens ready. I'm going to give it out at the end of the study.
All right. So I'm going to write it as I say it. Okay,
yeah,
class, here's the phone number. 866-582-9966. I wrote it perfectly. Okay.
Three.
Class? Huh? Wait. Hold on one second. Oh, shoot. Yeah. See? 866-582-9933. That's it. You're right. You're absolutely right. So, Charles, what else do you have in mind?
I also wanted to mention, this is something I haven't done myself, but for the more ambitious out there who are driving diesel vehicles, burning vegetable oils in them is an alternative that works, it has disadvantages. You will need a tank heater in colder weather to keep it flowing. But There's also the option of taking that vegetable oil and turning it into a biodiesel at home. And I realize that not everyone can do it, but another advantage to doing that is you obtain glycerin as a byproduct, and I'm sure you covered this in the past, but you can turn that glycerin into a homemade soap. And that's what one thing I worry about, the aromatics in those soaps, and like even you're talking about the dyes, you can make your own soap and you can leave a lot of that stuff out. And so it's a healthier product in the end.
We have a USA Prepares instructor. His name is Brandon. He's in Missouri. He has a campground. And he listened to us. I've met him over the years at the meetups, and he's been to our home, and met his lovely family. And they sell soap. They manufacture their own soap with lye and glycerin and fats, and they sell it on the Internet, and they sell it at their campground. And, yeah, it absolutely positively can be done. You know, there's a lot of things that you can do that have been done over the years. You don't have to buy soap. I mean, you can make your own. You can make it out of wood ashes and lye. And that's the way that the colonials made soap here in the United States, you know, before it was the United States. So you're absolutely right. And there's a lot of things that have been done over the years that we can still do and we're probably going to have to do as everything becomes more and more dangerous, as supplies become harder and harder to get. Charles, are you seeing an increase in crime overall in Ohio? Is that something that you're seeing or not?
Yes, there's been stress put on the system. I've heard the statistics, COVID, lockdown, people losing their income and taking a lot of people and putting them out of the jails, basically, early release, and just to get them out of overcrowding in the facilities. I think we're just seeing the start of it. So, you know, hopefully things will turn around, but I don't think we can really depend on that. We have to, like you say, we know who we can depend on.
Yeah, have to depend on ourselves. And, you know, in that light, our son and I, he had a tractor out there with front and rear spikes on it to move hay bales, and he loaded them on the trailer. I was pulling the trailer. He was loading them on. And we moved them from the hay fields to a field closer to the house where we can watch them. Why? Because they can be stolen. At
$100 you don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken on CBS News Sunday night warns the Kremlin on its nuclear weapon threats.
We've heard a lot of irresponsible rhetoric coming out of Vladimir Putin, but we're focused on making sure that we're all acting responsibly, especially when it comes to this kind of loose rhetoric. We have been very clear with the Russians publicly and as well as privately to stop the loose talk about nuclear weapons.
A gunman on Monday morning killed 13 people and wounded 20 others in a school shooting in central Russia. The school is located in Hezevsk, a city about 600 miles east of Moscow in the Umurtia region. A 17-year-old is under arrest in the UK for the massive data breach at Rockstar Games. Roughly 90 videos of the unreleased Grand Theft Auto 6 were leaked. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
It's gonna be sliding. What are today's hot? What today you've got your take my when you go to the season for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Charles is with us. Charles, you live in Ohio and there's road salt used in Ohio. Do you lubricate lug nuts, lug bolts on automotive wheels when you install them or not?
Yes, I do. Yeah, I had a vehicle with alloy rims, and I don't know if it's due directly to the road salt, but I had to do quite a bit of hammering to get the disc rotor off and even to get the wheel where it indicates on the center diameter of the hub to align it, even to get it off, even just to get the wheel itself off, and then to get the drum off, the rear drum off, had to give a couple whacks, quite a few.
Yeah, it's getting very, very difficult. As a matter of fact, there's some mechanics who won't even work on older vehicles because of the rust. we're finding, let me just tell you what we do, class, about that. So don't do this, because no automobile manufacturer will tell you to do this. They'll say, no, don't do that. That's Vinny's nuts. But what I do is I put a light coat of either copper coat, which is copper dust, mixed with oil in, let's say, a 16-ounce or 8-ounce jar with a brush in the cap. I brush that on the threads of the wheel studs that hold the wheel on the axle. And I also brush a little bit on the mating surface of the lug nut where that contacts the wheel. And the reason for that is if you keep tightening and loosening and tightening, you know, rotating your tires, you'll wear out those studs and lug nuts. But if you grease them, it'll be less likely to wear out, because they actually get hot when you tighten them up. The other thing is, when you go to take them off, that grease prevents some corrosion from occurring. It displaces where moisture would go, so that moisture can't get into the threads of the nut and the stud to corrode it. And also, now this is, absolutely don't do this, but I do it. I take a Q-tip, and I put a little bit of grease around the hub that aligns the wheel to the axle hub. And that's that tight spot that you were having trouble getting the brake drum off the rear of the vehicle, or some older car's front brake drum. I put a light coat of grease on there to prevent rust, and that makes it a lot easier to get the wheels off. So if you have an alloy wheel, which is of magnesium and aluminum alloy, and then you have a steel axle hub, and then you have steel studs, and you have steel lug nuts with chrome plating, you have all these different metals. And when you get moisture in there, electrolysis occurs, and the weakest of the metals corrodes first. And so they actually get almost like cemented together. So you can't get the wheel off. So that hapless motorist who's on the side of the road trying to change his or her tire because it got a flat, can't get the lug nuts off, and even after getting the lug nuts off, can probably not get the wheel off because the wheel is now cemented to the axle. I'm not kidding. And it's a dangerous situation if you're trying to pound on the wheel, the rubber part of the wheel, to get it loosened after you've taken the lug nuts off, while the car's on a jack. That's a dangerous proposition. You could have the car come off the jack, you know, through the movement of trying to get the wheel off. It's dangerous, especially with the cars whizzing by and you're inside the road and you're on an uneven surface. I mean, all that is an accident waiting to happen, or a disaster waiting to happen, or an injury waiting to happen. So to prevent that, that's why I lubricate those surfaces. But you can't allow grease to get into the brake pads or the brake linings, you know, the brake shoes. You can't allow that, because then the vehicle won't stop right. So it's a fine line, but that's what we do. And I remember a vehicle came in here. It was a truck. A guy bought a used truck, and of course the tires had been mounted a couple of years ago by one of those big tire shops, and they have the air guns that mount the tires or the wheels to the axle hub. And the impact gun was used, no lubricant. And we had a heck of a time getting the wheels off. And we have a lift, and we literally had to use a 4x4 post, probably 6 feet long, to, as a battering ram, against the rubber part of the tire, after we applied, you know, lubricant around the surface that where the wheel meets the axle alignment ring. Yeah. And it took hammering, and, you know, it was rough. It was a nuisance. And none of it has to happen. But this road salt is absolutely positively destroying vehicles at the rate of about $800 per vehicle per year. That's how much vandalism is being caused by your county's road salting department. $800 a year minimum. Well, that was before Joe. So it's probably more like $1,600 or $2,400 now. Literally. And I call it vandalism because it's intentional damage and it's tax deductible. Look it up yourself. You'll see. Charles, any comments?
Yeah, just anecdotal. I had a friend, he paid attention to little details like you do, and I would be riding around with him, and he'd say, oh, there's a tire. I better go pick that up. And I said, oh, new tire. How'd you find that? I mean, it on the side of the expressway, he'd find them. And what it was the spare had rusted off the back of a new spare tire, and they would drop in the street from, it was just the amount of time, like you say that there's a lifespan on capacitors. These were, a lot of these Ford trucks had these spares up under the back bed, and they would just rust over time, and they'd drop, and people wouldn't even notice they left their tire behind. It would fall off on the expressway or anywhere.
What a great point. Okay, let's talk about this, because we've seen this over and over and over again. So trucks come in, and we service them here at the farm. And part of, you know, let's say a truck comes in for an oil change. I'm just talking about, you know, a regular pickup truck. So we put it up on the lift, and when the oil's hot, we pull the oil drain plug and the oil filter and let it drip, drip, drip into a rolling container. And it's probably, I don't know, 15 gallons, something like that, 10 gallons, 8 gallons. And we let it drip. But while that's dripping, we are inspecting the front suspension. We're inspecting the steering system. We're looking at under the vehicle for drips, leaks, rust. We inspect the differential, check the fluid in the rear differential. We look at the shock absorbers, test them for, see if they're leaking fluid, because they're hydraulic units, and when they start leaking fluid, they don't work right. So we're looking at the vehicle completely. And under the bed of a pickup truck, now if you were to take a spare tire and put it in the bed of a pickup truck and lay it flat right in the center of the pickup truck bed, right under there, pretty much toward the rear, is where the spare tire is hung under the bed. So most vehicles like Chevrolet and Dodge have a spare tire changing toolkit, which consists of an extension wand, if you will, that you insert into this hole and you crank that spare tire down. So it's on a winch, and this winch will lower the spare tire to the ground. And once it's on the ground, you can unhook it from this bracket that holds the spare tire in place. But the spare tire is held in place by one cable, one steel cable, which can rust through. Or the bracket that holds the tire and wheel assembly to the cable can rust through. Or the whole darn bracket can rust through, and the bracket and the tire and the cable can all fall down, and it will fall down straight, depending on the speed, and the driver may not even know that he lost the entire spare tire assembly, yeah, tire wheel assembly. So we have seen this. And the other thing that happens is these winch systems that you manually crank up and down. You crank the tire up to put it in place. You crank it down to lower it so you can use the spare tire to change your, you know, the one that got a flat. They rust in place. And sometimes you can't get the spare tire down. So you can look under the vehicle and go, yep, it's there. You can put air in the tire. Yep, it's inflated. But nope, you can't get it out, because it's rusted. The mechanism, the winch mechanism, has rusted to the point where you can't get it down. Have you seen that, Charles?
Oh, yeah. See, here in Ohio, anytime I'm driving with a friend or something, if I don't use the emergency brake if I know people haven't been using it, because up here with the corrosion and rust, if you put it on, it may, and you click it to go off, it may click and it may seem like it went off, but you may be dragging your brakes for the next however many months to you replace those pads prematurely.
Very, very well said, Class. That's something that very few people notice. And I don't use the emergency brake. I flat out don't use it for that exact reason. Because here in Missouri, the emergency brake is a separate braking system from the hydraulic braking system. So when you step on the brake pedal, You're hydraulically pushing fluid, brake fluid, through these tiny brake lines to the wheel cylinders, the calipers, which ultimately push the brake pads or the brake shoes to apply force against either the brake drums or the brake discs or the rotors. Well, the emergency brake, or what used to be called the parking brake, actually, I guess it was the emergency brake, and now it's called the parking brake. That is mechanically operated, usually with a cable. And what happens is the cable rusts. Water gets into the cable and rusts the inner part of the cable to the outer housing. And what Charles said is absolutely true, that the spring to release the emergency or parking brake is not sufficient to release the tension of the brake shoes or the brake pads against the rotor. So you'll be driving with the equivalent of your foot on the brake, the rear brake. That's what you're doing. And you'll lose fuel economy like crazy. You'll probably drop several miles per gallon. You'll say, it feels like I'm going uphill all the time. And what's that smoke coming from the back of the car? Or what's that smell? Right?
Absolutely.
And that's your brake pads or your brake shoes. So that's why I don't use the emergency brake. And that's why there's a light that flashes when you use the emergency light, if it still works, to tell you that it's on so you don't destroy your rear brakes. But I do use an emergency brake with manual transmissions. So if I have an old truck with a 5-speed stick, an old Chevy, and so when I stop that, shut off the engine, I leave it in first gear, and I use the mechanical parking brake or emergency brake. Other than that, for the automatic transmission vehicles, I don't do that. But you know what you should do is always turn your wheels if you're parking on a hill, so that if the vehicle rolls backwards, it's going to roll into the curb. Or if it rolls forward downhill, it rolls into the curb right away. You always should turn your wheels to do that.
Powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
You know, I looked out the window at the back of the house, and between the back of the house, the stone wall of the house, and the garden is about 8 feet. A little grass area that separates the garden and the house. And Mrs. Finelli let the cows in this morning because, you know, we're so short of grass that we're letting the cows mow what we might have mowed in previous years if we had enough grass to get, you know, the cows through the winter. So we're so short of grass that the cows are in the backyard and right outside the window. I mean, literally grazing right next. I could have reached out the window and given the two cows a nice hug through the window if the screen weren't in there. But that's where the cows are. And so we have some pictures of that, and we'll put that, maybe we'll put that in the book, in the tax section, where you can reduce your taxes by reducing the amount of land that is assigned to your house proper if you have a farm. So, for example, we have 241 acres. The county said, well, y'all use 1 acre for yourselves, so that's going to be the highest taxed acre, which is, I don't know exactly the number, it's probably 100 times more valuable to the in tax purposes than all the other acres. So they really stick it to us for the land. So I reduced the amount of land that Mrs. Finelli and the rest of us here at the farm use for our living space. The rest is farm. So instead of having 1 acre for us and the rest for the farm, we have a half an acre for us and the rest for the farm. So we reduced our taxes by doing that. Charles, I'm looking at an antifreeze tester. And I just typed in antifreeze tester. And, of course, you get best antifreeze testers, the top 10. And they've got the ones that have the chamber with a needle, a red pointer, if you will, that tells you the protection that you have in terms of freezing protection. And if you turn the tester over to the other side, it's for how the boiling point of the solution that's in your radiator. Well, the best one, I'm convinced, is absolutely the simplest. It has this, Prestone makes it, Peak Antifreeze makes it, I think there's one that says Craftsman. It's a real simple plastic see-through chamber with a red needle and a squeeze bulb and a short hose like 6 inches long. That's the best one I've ever found in terms of easy to use, less breakable compared to a traditional hydrometer with a glass tube. So it's a great way to go. It's easy to use, and you can rinse it out in the sink. Classy, you ought to consider testing your coolant or antifreeze before the first freeze, because if it is not satisfactory, your coolant can or your antifreeze, and there's synonyms, antifreeze and coolant are the same in my world, two different terms depending on whether you live in a hot area or a cold area. I guess it would be called coolant in Florida, and in Maine they'd call it antifreeze. But that mixture of ethylene glycol and other chemicals will help lubricate your water pump and your cooling system, as well as protect against heating, overheating and freezing. You need to make sure that you're not going to freeze that liquid and crack your block. And so roughly $2.98 is the price, or $2.99 at AutoZone. You can get one there. I like AutoZone. The people there are very nice to us, so that's why I keep mentioning it. And the prices are fair. I don't get paid by them. There's no financial incentive for me to say AutoZone versus some other company. It's just I gravitate toward them because I like them the best. Charles, any comments about antifreeze coolant testing?
Yeah, that's useful, but I also some people may choose to just replace it seasonally, and that can save some problem. And like you're saying, you have to be careful, especially if you end up with a small leak in your system and you've added water to it in the summertime. You got to be aware that that won't work, and it can end up costing you a lot of money once that first freeze, like you're saying.
You know, we work on tractors too, you know, farm tractors, agricultural tractors, and we test the freeze point of the antifreeze. And we literally let the owner know. We write in an, you know, an area they can see it with a tire marking crayon what we tested the antifreeze. And if it is below, like, if it will freeze at 32 degrees, we let them know that this is does not have the protection you need for the water pump. The water pump will wear out faster without the lubricants in the antifreeze, and they could be surprised by, you know, a drop in temperature and crack the engine block of a tractor. And typically the engine block, if that cracks, the tractor is probably not salvageable because the cost of replacing the block, because the block is like the middle section or the front section of the tractor. It's like half of the tractor. So you really should be on top of this class as the temperatures start to plummet. Keep the batteries topped off, as we talked about in the earlier part of this class, and the block and cooling system, because a radiator can cost you $400 or $500 today to have that replaced, and the coolant or the antifreeze, it's another $40. Everything's getting really expensive. So, and you have to have the right coolant, the right antifreeze, and you can't generally mix them. So if you've got red, you can't add blue or green or yellow. You really need to be on top of that and do the research to make sure that you have the right antifreeze in your vehicle and that you add the right or change it to the right. Charles, thank you so much for being with us today.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over 1 million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.